Q&A with Tori, please. Go ahead and raise your hand and we'll call on you. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Tori, do you have any updates on Cole?
Yeah, so Cole has a left hamstring strain. And where it looks like he's gonna be placed on the disabled list. So I know you guys want to know what that move is. And we'll let you know as soon as we can. You know, there's a lot of protocols, a lot of things that we got to, a lot of boxes we've got to check before we're going to make that announcement, but don't know the timeline. You know, just connecting with him right now, getting a feel for how he's doing and how he's feeling. Obviously he's a little bit bummed out. You know, with a left hamstring strain, we know these things take a little bit of time. So that's why we're going to place him on the injured list.
How does the severity compare to the previous injury?
You know, those are questions that I'm asking. I think everybody's fairly encouraged that it was not more serious than it was. So the last injury, I don't think was similar in any way. I think this is a different area and a different muscle.
Nick McCorrell.
Sorry about that. Did you have a rotation update for us, Tori?
Yes, I do. We will start Tyler Gilbert on Saturday.
So does that mean it's going to be more of a bullpen game than a traditional starter?
What you talking about with Tyler starting?
Right.
Yeah.
Or is he? Can he go 5-6 innings?
Yeah, I think he's going to be. He's fairly stretched out. He's fairly stretched out. So, I know that's the TBA you guys are asking for. So you know, there's going to be a strategy. We haven't figured it out yet.
Tom Walsh.
Tori, if I could look back to the last time you saw Darvish and just mm-hmm. how effective he was, and mm-hmm. with it looked like all of his weapons working, mm-hmm. how big of a test was that?
Yeah, you know, he's an elite pitcher. He's got a punch out mentality. He's looking to finish you off in as few pitches as possible, and he's got good stuff. So we know what our challenges will be today. And, you know, we're in there talking about, you know, a way to counterpunch them and beat them. That's our mindset. You know, we're very respectful of the opponents that we're facing. And he's no different than anybody else that we prepare for. We know that he just threw the ball really well against us. And we got to find a way to beat him today.
Back to you, Zach.
Tori, with the rotation spot that Tyler is jumping into, do you imagine that filling that will be kind of a week-to-week question you guys confront, at least until Luke is all the way back?
Yeah, I think so. There obviously is some flexibility inside of this rotation, but we want to give an opportunity.
That's good news, Bert. We'll be able to ask plenty of rotation questions for you.
Jack Summers?
Tori, do you feel like we're likely to see more of Josh Rojas in right or Pavin Smith in right?
I don't know that answer. I want to be able to evaluate them the best way possible throughout the remainder of the season. You know, I want to see what Roe looks like in the middle of the diamond. So I'm going to focus with him in that area, and which obviously leaves part two of this equation looking like Pavin will be spending more time in right field. But you know, I want to evaluate Pavin as best I possibly can in all three outfield positions at first base. So I think you'll see a little bit of a rotation. But if you're looking for an answer right now, I'd probably say it's going to be Pavin over Rojas.
Evan Thompson.
Tori, when I asked Josh this a couple days ago, he said he hadn't thought about it. But the question is, when he's running out extra base hits, he obviously doesn't have the oven mitt. Have you talked to him about a sliding strategy for that?
Yes. We've talked about a head first sliding strategy at length for the past month. Actually started when LeCastro was hurt and banged up his finger. So the coaching staff and myself, we feel strongly that anybody that's sliding head first in the future, whether it's now or starting next spring training, is going to be mandatory that you wear an oven mitt. So we need to protect our athletes. We know there's some discomfort and the loss of flexibility with the hand that's going to be potentially grabbing the base, but the risk does not outweigh the reward for me. And we got to be careful and protect these athletes. So we're going to try and find a remedy. We will ask our guys to wear an oven mitt, especially those that are injured. And I think Josh is going to be wearing one tonight.
What about on extra base hits as opposed to stolen bases?
Yeah, I think that's an instinctual thing. We're going to always run that risk. You know, what we've tried to do in the past, look, I've been a part of player development for 10 years in a different organization. And we tried as best we could to figure out a way to make everybody slide feet first. And what we discovered is that guys are starting to twist some ankles and get a little bit banged up. And you know, you're asking your body to do something it's just not used to doing. And instinctually, I want these guys to play the game because you're just going to go out there and react. It is a reaction sport. So, we'll encourage them to be careful, slide feet first when possible. But I guarantee that it's going to be an instinctual play where these guys are going to be diving on extra base hits. So we'll continue to ask them to be very careful. Some of my asks, and it doesn't always happen, are to never slide head first into first base or home plate. So hopefully we can continue to follow that pattern.
Back to you, Nick.
Tori, just to follow up one more on Calhoun, is he still getting opinions on the severity of the injury? Is that why you don't have a rough estimate on a timetable, or what's the thinking on that?
I think that's a diagnosis, a strained left hamstring. And you know, I know you guys want timelines, and it's not going to be days. It's going to be weeks. So I can give you that much. And I don't want to put a timestamp on it and say, this is where we're expecting him to return. We just want to be fair to him. But, the evaluation has been made. It's complete. And you guys can look over some of the other guys that have had these types of injuries and get into that time frame if you need to.
Back to you, Zach.
Tori, I know Dave McKay was able to pop by last homestand, mm-hmm. and you guys were able to see him. Is there a chance that he'll be able to be around a little more often this homestand and going into September?
Yeah, he's here today. And, you know, he's the godfather. He walks in, you stop, you put down your pencil, and you have a conversation with him. And you fill up your empty vessel, right, the best that you can. So it's just good to see him. It's good to be around him. It's good to talk baseball with him, see him smiling, and most importantly, see him healthy. I know that he's got an eye on this next road trip, but we're not gonna allow him to do anything that his team of doctors will or won't allow him to do. So we'll see how he feels over the next couple of days, but he's feeling very good. It's just good to have him around.
Will he be in uniform, or is he just mostly here for pregame?
I think he's going to go pregame, much the same what he did last time. I don't think he's going to be in uniform right now.
Empty vessel. That was a good one, Tori. Solid.
He's always filling up my empty vessel.
Anything else for Tori?
Luke Weaver will have a rehab start on Saturday in Reno.
Tori, do you know about kind of what kind of pitch count you're hoping to get him to?
I want to get him in that 55-60 pitch range.
All right. Thank you, Tori.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.